It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has a special meeting coming up at 5 p.m. today at Town Hall. Town of Salisbury Zoning Board of Appeals has a special meeting set for today at 5 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room. Also, the Salisbury Economic Development Committee will meet today at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. The budget of the Wassaic Fire District, Town of Amenia, New York, State of New York, will be presented to the Board of Fire Commissioners of the Wassaic Fire District for its consideration. A public hearing will be held at 6:30 at the Wassaic Firehouse, 27 Firehouse Road in Wassaic, New York, in Amenia. Transfer Station Advisory Committee for Salisbury-Sharon Resource Recovery will be held Wednesday at the Sharon Town Hall at 5:30. Then the Track Committee regular meeting will be held at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. An exhibit of works from the Connecticut Academy for the Arts entitled Art Bomb Toymakers Cafe will host a reception on Thursday from 4 till 6 at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. It includes paintings, drawings, and mixed media. InformationHuntLibrary.org. The Democrat and Republican committees for the town of Northeast, in conjunction with the Northeast Militant Library, hosting a candidates forum. That'll happen Friday at 6 p.m. at the library. A benefit concert for the Allie Forney Center being held at Bard College at Simon's Rock on October 20th at 6 p.m. All proceeds will go directly to benefit the center. There'll be live music performances and also a raffle. The Falls Village Recreation Commission presents the movie Halloween Town on Friday at 6:30 at the Senior Center. No charge for admission. Everybody is welcome. Bring a pillow and blanket. Enjoy the evening. Snacks, juice, and water will be available. As concessions, there will be a drawing for a DVD at the end of the movie. Donations will be gratefully appreciated. More information from Mike DeMaze, the Recreation Coordinator, at 860-201-7639. Legends by Candlelight, Ghost at Claremont Historic State Tours are back. Guests who come to Claremont will take a special tour of the mansion, decorated as it was for Halloween in 1921. Something will go wrong and the house is filled with ghosts from the Livingston family's past. Now, this happens Fridays and Saturdays, October 20th, 21st, and 27th and 28th. Tour times are 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, and 9. To make reservations, 518-537-4240. The Hotchkiss Concert Series, presenting an evening of chamber music with cellist Dmitry Yablonsky, violinist Jana Yandelman, pianist Fabio Witkowski, on Friday the 20th at 7 p.m. at the Catherine Elfers Hall Esther Eastman Music Center. The evening's program will feature duos and trios by Ravel, Mira, and Pizziola. The concert is free and open to the public. St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, New York, has their annual turkey dinner at Old Fashioned Bazaar. Homemade items, candy, homemade baked goods, quilt raffle tickets on sale. October 21st, takeouts at 5:30, eat-in at 5, a $15 donation for tickets. More information at Andrea at 518-789-4769. The Presbyterian Church in Wassaic will host its annual charcoal roasted roast beef dinner on Saturday the 21st from 5 till 7. $12 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. For reservations, 845-789-1206. The church is located at 229 South Amenia Road. October 21st from 5:30 till 7:30, a beer tasting and brewery tour to benefit the Fairview Hospital Auxiliary, happening at Big Elm Brewing, 65 Silver Street in Sheffield, Massachusetts. More information at 854-9635. The cost is $25 per person, includes a flight of four beers, plentiful appetizers prepared by the marketplace. Once again, 854-9635 for information and reservations. Sharon Audubon's Enchanted Forest will be held on Saturday, October 21st. Guided tours will meet friendly costumed animal characters along a candlelit trail, hearing how animals live their lives on the Audubon grounds. After the tour, which lasts about 45 minutes, participants can enjoy some hot chocolate inside the center building before taking a high ride back to the parking area. The program is ideal for children up to 8 years old and their families. Tours begin every 10 to 15 minutes between the hours of 5:30 and 7:30. Participants should bring an extra flashlight if available. Admission $6 for adults, $4 for children ages 2 through 12. If you're under 2, you get to go in free with your family. The second annual Blessing of the Animals and Dog Show in Petrix at Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon, on Sunday, October 22nd, on the front lawn. Blessing of the Animals at 1, the Dog Show and Petrix at 1:30. Christchurch Dog and Pet Show tricks. All dogs must be on a leash. Other pets must be contained in a carrier. Handlers will lead dogs around the ring and perform a trick if possible. Dogs will be judged on obedience, grooming, confirmation, and the ability to do a trick. The St. Andrews Music in the Nave Concert Series will present a concert entitled Old World, New World by the Rosewood Chamber Ensemble on Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Andrews Church, 1 North Main Street in Kent. Tickets for the concerts are $15 at the door, $13 in advance, and you can find out more on the web at mitnkentcteventbrite.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 85.24 to 22,956.96 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 6,624, and the S&P 500 at 2557.64. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.